We present to you.
Seriously.
Ignorant.
News.
S-I-N.
Just ignorant.
Well, it's a little disturbing.
Ignorant.
I could understand if it was 200 years ago.
Seriously?
For real? S-I-N.
Seriously ignorant.
Damon will be in Dallas all week long with shows including Tuesday at Hyenas, Wednesday at Addison Improv, and Friday and Saturday at the Muse Cafe inside the Black Academy of Arts and Letters. Senior Chief Correspondent Damon Williams reports on a man who proves crime doesn't pay, and neither does vanity. Seriously, Damon?
Seriously, Tom, as serious as a dude that takes way too many selfies.
I know him.
I don't think a dude should be taking too many selfies like this dude. Check it out. Now, social media has really revealed how vain people really can be. An Ohio man named Donald Pugh, a.k.a. Chip, was wanted for arson and vandalism, other charges, and he had warrants. So the department posted his mugshot on their Facebook page. The man named Chip was not happy with the photo they chose to put on the posters. So Chip sent the police department a selfie of himself. Yes. a nice, clear
it
selfie
was
of
nice
him driving.
Too.
He's driving a luxury car. He got on sunglasses. And along with the picture, he put a caption, "Y'all chose a horrible shot. Here's a better one." So the police posted the picture that he sent them and added the caption, "Thanks for being helpful. Now can you come talk to us about these charges?" So Chip hasn't been caught yet, but when he does, we'll all be laughing. I know I'm laughing loud because this fool gave them a better, clearer, more current picture for them to find him. Seriously. As serious as people who swear they got a system to win Powerball. Anyway. No, I'm just saying, when you combine this with that and that, then this be that. Yeah, whatever. All right, check it out. 70-year-old Jupiter, Florida man, of course, Florida, Ralph James Hayes II was nice enough to give his 35-year-old son, Ralph James Hayes III, a ride home from a fishing trip. Now, Hayes II is also nice enough to let 35-year-old Hayes III live with him. So Hayes III is an ingrate because when they got home, he became belligerent and violent with his 70-year-old father because he was upset that his sister was dating a black man. So Hayes III was mad at his father about this black thing. He was holding a grudge for a long time because the sister's already been with the guy for a while because she got kids by him. So this was something that just came up new. The father said he was never been violent or upset about it before, but he was recently released from jail. So maybe that's why he don't like the black guy, because he knows what it takes to be with a black guy. And he ain't want his sister going through that anguish. Seriously, consider how could he be prejudiced against black guys when he himself has been to jail 3 or 4 times and in prison? I mean, at least the black guy is taking care of his sister. So I don't know, but he is now in jail for assaulting his father. He threw him on the bed, put his knees on his chest, and was hitting his father, and now he's in jail. Seriously. As serious as a January in Chicago. I'm getting the hell out of here. I'm coming to Dallas.
It's
I'm
snowing.
Coming soon. Yeah, it's snowing and cold, man. It's ridiculous. The double
it's
whammy.
It's January, baby.
I'm leaving.
Okay.
I say we are leaving.
I heard I'm leaving first.
Yeah, no, it's a we in that. Okay. You know what I'm doing. Point to you live from Chicago on my way to Dallas, and I see y'all in Fort Wayne soon, too. It's the Chief Correspondent, David Williams.
Tavis Smiley coming up in 10 minutes. Tavis.